This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday, and it is, of course, a Medal of Honor Monday. Put a smile on your face. It was a good day, kind of. We'll talk about that here to open up. Supreme Court gave us an attaboy. We'll discuss it. Has all that ESG stuff gone away? We'll talk about that. A Washington Post reporter coming out as pro-shoplifting. That's predictable. How they're torturing our own people in this country. Emails. So much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to actually begin here, and it's going to take me a little bit to get there, so just stay with me. This is about the Supreme Court decision from today. And I should note that Josh Hammer, our legal expert, is going to join us in like 30 minutes to give a lot more specifics than I'm going to give you. So I'm not going to break down all the legal jargon. Does this mean all the attempts to remove Trump's name off the ballot? Are they all gone? Or that? We'll get into that with Josh. So let's just begin with this. Let's start out right here. What happened today? The Supreme Court ruling 9-0 in favor of us, in favor of the country. The Supreme Court ruling 9-0, no Colorado. In fact, they're talking to all the states, no individual states. No, you cannot remove Donald Trump's name off the ballot. That's a good thing. What it means is this. There are still some fail safes in place, not a ton, but there are still some fail safes in place holding this thing together. Okay, that's good. Smile about it. Very rare do we wake up and we see a headline anymore and we say, nice, woohoo! You don't have endless reasons to celebrate. What happened at the Supreme Court is good. All right? Now, let's dig into it a little bit deeper, though, as you can imagine. And in fact, I have an email here I'm going to read. It'll sound unrelated, but it's not. Just stay with me. Oracle, after reading the Anti-Communist Manifesto available at jessekellybook.com, thanks for throwing that in there, bud. I have to say it's changed how I read the news. A number of folks on our news aisle are having a good laugh at the James O'Keefe Equinox gym cancellation video. It's fun to poke fun at this commie who canceled his membership, but we are falling far short. As she raises her commie flag to show the community how they handle business, we poke fun. If this was the left, that gym would be facing civil lawsuits for harassment. The feds would have several simultaneous investigations into their banning practices. In short, the commies wouldn't stop until the owners slash business was bankrupt and someone was facing charges. We need to do better. How do we get there? It's from Kevin and Sharon. Okay, so we're obviously not talking about a gym. We're talking about a Supreme Court. We're talking about a decision today of them coming out and saying Trump's name can remain on the ballot. Let's set all that aside and let's talk about where we are and what kind of a win is this. So let's say, you remember we've done this situation, this scenario before. It was kind of one of those stupid, childish things. Well, of the many childish things we do on this show, where we did the, hey, what would you do if you had $1 billion? Essentially, if you had endless money, what's something cool and fun you would do? Remember, we did that one time. And remember what my answer was? I would rent this gigantic yacht, huge yacht out. And I would bring so many friends and family on it. And maybe we'd all go together. It's a big Jesse Kelly show team. And we'd have doctors and, you know, the best chefs and everything. And what we would do is we would take this huge yacht across the Pacific. And we would land at the various islands where the Marines and the Army fought World War II in the Pacific. And we get personalized tours of the Pacific Islands. Remember that was mine? Trust me, I'm going somewhere with this. Stay with me. Okay, so I want you to picture this. It happens for us. I was playing Powerball or something. I won $1 billion. And then I just decide I'm going to take a 2-3 month vacation. No more radio. Pacific time, baby. You staying with me? Stay with me? And we do a contest because probably wouldn't be enough room on the ship, but 100 listeners and my family, we are going on tour, Pacific Wartime tour. Would you want to go? Of course, we'd all want to go. It would be freaking awesome, right? Just go lay on the beach. Right? It'd be great. And so you win the contest, you, your family, you join me on the yacht. We take off from, I don't know, San Diego or something. Who doesn't love San Diego? And we get about halfway across the Pacific Ocean. And one night you wake up, we're in the middle of the Pacific, and you wake up to a bunch of alarms going off on the ship. Oh my gosh, what's going on? We're all scrambling out of our beds, rubbing our eyes. Jeez, we'll all probably blame Chris. Chris, what did you do that kind of, you don't understand it. But it turns out what had happened was some people on the ship, while we were asleep, they went down into the engine room and they tried to rig up the engines so there would be a massive explosion and the ship would sink in the middle of the Pacific Ocean and we would all die. All right, you with me? All right? But the ship's computer system caught it in time, stopped it, and set off a bunch of alarms so we knew what was going on. Now, let me ask you something. Is it good that the ship's alarm system kicked in to save our lives? Well, yes, of course. That's good. I'm alive. You're alive. We're not floating in the middle of the Pacific, burning to death as we drown. Like, that's a good thing, right? But it's the next morning. Are we in a good spot? Out there in the middle of the Pacific? We didn't catch the people, by the way. We didn't catch them in time, but we understand in the middle of the Pacific that we are sharing a boat with somebody who's trying to blow it up. Are we in a good place? You going to sleep well that night? You may be going to be a little bit apprehensive about what your future looks like, knowing you share a boat with people who want to sink it. What happened today in the Supreme Court is a great thing. Put a smile on your face. They can't remove Trump's name off the ballot. It's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. However, as we've discussed many, many, many times when it comes to many different subjects we discuss, this shouldn't be a conversation we have to have. They just tried to remove from the ballot the name of their political opponent. And when I say they, I don't mean some dirty commie hippie on the street corner. I'm talking about the Colorado Supreme Court decided that Donald Trump's name could not be on the ballot. This is Colorado's Secretary of State in response to this. And I want to stress again, not the sociology professor down at the local community college, not some dork at Berkeley Law. This is the Secretary of State of Colorado.
My larger reaction is disappointment. I do believe that states should be able under our Constitution to bar oath-breaking insurrectionists. And ultimately, this decision leaves open the door for Congress to act to pass authorizing legislation. But we know that Congress is a nearly non-functioning body. So ultimately, it will be up to the American voters to save our democracy in November.
That's the Secretary of State. This case got to the Supreme Court because Colorado's Supreme Court had already ruled against Donald Trump. I want to make sure I emphasize again, because I'm really not trying to be Debbie Downer on a day where we woke up to good news. I'm really not. But I'm trying to make sure the right understands what a win looks like versus we avoided disaster, what that looks like. Yes, the ship, it caught the engine problems before it could blow up. That's a good thing. We avoided disaster. Woohoo! We are still in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, surrounded by people who want to kill us. That is a problem. It is a problem that we share a nation with these people, that they've achieved as much power as they've achieved. Back to the guy's email he wrote about the gym or whatever. It doesn't even matter if you understand exactly what he's talking about. The right has lost for so long. The culture has shifted left and left and left and left and left for so long. The right doesn't understand what a win actually looks like. We will narrowly avoid disaster in the middle of the Pacific and then celebrate. Woohoo! We got them, guys! A win? You and I interpret that totally differently. And let's talk a little bit more about that. What are they going to do now? These communists, are they just going to give it all up? Table this whole remove the name from the ballot thing? Well, let's talk about how they operate next before we do that. Let's do this. Let's get your phone switched over, shall we? Because we have to be better about where we spend and don't spend our money. We do. We all do. Myself included. I didn't even realize it. I'm embarrassed to say. But we had one of those TV subscriptions to one of the TV channel things. I knew we had the subscription. I didn't know this particular channel was owned by Disney until last week. My wife found out and she said, did you know? I was mortified. So I do this all the time too. I still fund my enemies. Obviously we canceled it, but switch your cell phone to Pure Talk. Verizon hates you. AT&T hates you. T-Mobile hates you. They hate the country. They hate your values. Pure Talk loves you. They even hire Americans at Pure Talk. They're giving away free Samsung 5G smartphones right now, too. Pick up your phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly and switch to Pure Talk. Get your free phone. #250, say Jesse Kelly.
Feeling a little stalky?
Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Obviously celebrating what happened on the Supreme Court today. Trump's name gets to remain on the ballot. However, making sure we take a step back and see the problems. It's a problem that we share a country with people who wanted to do this thing. And let's talk about something in a different way. The communists, are they going to stop? Are they going to slow down? Are they going to drop this whole evil, remove his name off the ballot stuff? Is this the last time we're ever going to hear of this kind of a thing? I don't know. Here's Jamie Raskin.
I'm working with a number of my colleagues, including Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Eric Swalwell, to revive legislation that we had to set up a process by which we could determine that someone who committed insurrection is disqualified by Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. And the House of Representatives already impeached Donald Trump for participating in insurrection by inciting it. So the House has already pronounced upon that.
Okay, so I played that because I actually wanted to do something a little different. I'm not going to dump on that dirty communist Jamie Raskin. But I am going to say this. I'm going to say something positive about our enemy, and it's going to hurt, all right? That's a correct mentality to have. That's the right mentality to have. What mentality is that? Well, Democrats woke up today, and they're mortified. They received a horrible blow. They were trying to make sure they could legally prevent Donald Trump from ever being president again. And the Supreme Court ruled 9-0, you can't do it by removing his name off the ballot. That was something they were trying. Then they got slapped down today. But did they quit? Did they say, you know what? It's wrong. We'll try something different. No, they didn't. They didn't slow down. They didn't quit. They didn't act like they had lost. They understand that this is a war, not a battle. They are still 1,000% focused on their goals. Now, all their goals are horrific, right? It's all power and destruction and misery, and it's all bad. But they don't miss
a beat because they understand what winning looks like. They understand that destroying the Supreme Court or threatening the Supreme Court, intimidating the Supreme Court, maybe getting people physically hurt, which they've already attempted on the Supreme Court, they understand that that is a war, not a battle. They understand it's a long-term effort to break the Supreme Court down so it will stop them from stopping you from destroying the country. And they understand that what happened today is a bump in the road. It didn't go their way. Nevertheless, you keep going forward. You keep pressing offense. You attack, you attack, you attack, you attack at all times until your enemy is defeated. The right doesn't even know what that looks like. You want to know a great example? I saw this today. Jeez, I'll tell you. Amy Coney Barrett's one of the right-wingers on the Supreme Court. She was talking about, she was giving her response, her written response to all this. I saw this and just, dang. This is part of her quote. Writings on the court should turn the national temperature down, not up. Turn the temperature down? Listen, lady. This is not Rainbow Bright. This is not the movies. This is real life. And peace is only found on the other side of war. There's not going to be a turning down of the temperature. And you are not the nation's mother, where you get to pat everyone on the head and say, oh, good, I hope we all calm down now. We are dealing with committed communists, and they're not going to slow down. They're not going to calm down. They're not going to turn the temperature down. We must turn it up until one of us is defeated.
Hard to understand the decision, Wolf, except that it is likely some of the justices simply want to assist Donald Trump in delaying the resolution of this case in the hope of pushing his trial off past the election.
The Supreme Court, it's not your job to turn anything down. It's our job to win. Listen to this dork. This is a pastor, Russell Moore out of Colorado.
And this actually isn't breaking of norms. This is the court looking at a constitutional question that is contested and making a ruling. And if what the court rules is this isn't what the 14th Amendment is addressing, talking about those who led insurrection against the United States with the...
Have you taken your chop? Do you want to have T-levels like Russell Moore's? Look, right now, there's a Mega March discount at CHOP. And obviously, it's for the month of March. And now is the time to avoid becoming Russell Moore, gentlemen. If your T-levels drop down to that of a woman, you will start to talk like Russell Moore. You don't want to talk like Russell Moore. You want to sound like you. How about a 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days? Male vitality stack for the fellas. Female vitality stack for the ladies. Chad mode pre-workout. You name it, Chalk has it. Don't be Russell Moore. Go get your T-levels up. Gosh. There was an insurrection against the country. These friggin' dorks. Chalk.com. Chok.com. Promo code Jesse. Turn the temperature down. Well, the legitimacy of the, you nerds. And I do need to say something else. Speaking of nerds, I understand that I've received already some complaints that I'm maybe being a little too negative after the Supreme Court thing today, that it should just be all, you know, rainbows and sunshine and whatnot. Well, I once again want to remind everybody, this is not mommy's show. This is daddy's show. There's a million mommies in this country who want to powder your butt for you and tell you everything's okay. They arrested a journalist on camera last week for doing journalism. Everything's not okay. Not by a mile is anything okay. And Michael handed me this Thomas Sowell quote. When you want to help people, you tell them the truth. When you want to help yourself, you tell them what they want to hear. You're not getting that from me on this show. What happened today was good. Supreme Court ruling's good. Be happy. Be proud. Woohoo! It's not a win. It's a minor thing, not a win. All right. We have so much more. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Don't worry, we have Medal of Honor Monday coming up about a half hour from now. We don't have time for any of that. We'll get back to other things. We need to talk to Josh now because a bunch of Supreme Court legal stuff happened today, and there's a lot of Latin words out there that I don't understand. Habeas corpus or whatever. Chris? Joining me now, my friend Josh Hammer. He has the podcast that'll get you boned up in like 15 minutes every day. He does his podcast, America on Trial. You want to know what all this crap's about? Josh Hammer will help you out with it. Josh, okay, so Supreme Court ruled today 9-0. None of that's particularly surprising because you came on my show and predicted it earlier. But did you hear anything in the opinions that concerned you?
Jesse, really not so much. I mean, the fact that it was unanimous is amazing. I mean, it is a resounding victory for we the people, as the Constitution's preamble speaks. It is a resounding victory for lower case R, Republican self-governance, for democracy itself. Now, there was this separate concurring opinion by the three liberal justices. It's not entirely clear to me what exactly they are so worked up about. They thought that the unanimous 9-0 opinion went a little too far in deciding certain issues that it didn't have to. Jesse, I read the full opinion. It's not very long. I'm really not sure what they're talking about. So that's a little odd, but it's not necessarily concerning. I would have been a lot more concerned if they had actually dissented, if they had not agreed with their six colleagues that Colorado and, for that matter, Maine, Illinois, or any other state cannot actually do this. So at the end of the day, no need to make it more complicated than it is. As you rightly point out, this stuff is complicated enough. There's so many lawsuits and litigation involving Donald Trump right now. This was an easy one. It was a slam dunk case. So credit to the Supreme Court for getting it right. And credit as well to an old friend of mine, the former Solicitor General of Texas, a guy by the name of Jonathan Mitchell, one of the conservative movement's most brilliant legal minds, who was Trump's lawyer at the Supreme Court when this was heard, the argument a few weeks ago. So he has a 9-0 opinion. No small thing there. No small accomplishment.
Josh, okay, let's move past the Supreme Court. Actually, let me put a bow on this really quickly. So another state can't try this, right? Is that how that works, Josh? We don't ever have to deal with this again because it was struck down and struck down in its entirety, and this problem's never going to arise again?
The short answer is no. The longer answer, you know, Jesse, we lawyers always like to make things a little more complicated, contrary to what I just said, right? Yeah. So the short answer is no. The longer answer is that if you really want to play this game, then technically speaking, any judgment in a federal case or controversy in federal court technically only binds the parties that are named to that lawsuit. So in this case, that would be Trump, and then on the other side, Anderson, who's representing Colorado. But no one's going to do it because it would quite literally just be a waste of time, because this is binding Supreme Court precedent and any lower court would just dismiss it. So you might have a radical lawyer who would do it just to generate some headlines, but it would be immediately swatted away within minutes of being filed, probably.
Speaking with Josh Hammer, host of the America on Trial podcast. Okay, Josh, let's move on past that to a couple things that have already happened and are happening. Let's first deal with the Fannie Willis, Nathan Wade debacle in Fulton County, Georgia. Obviously, she's caught up in a scandal. There's no question about it. Chances are she could get herself removed. But let's say the whole Fannie Willis's career, that it blows up, and Nathan Wade, all that stuff, it blows up. Does it make all those Fulton County problems for Trump, does it make them go away? Does her scandal get him out of that mess?
Yes and no. So the answer, so look, we have 2 weeks now. So we heard the final closing arguments for this evidentiary hearing on Friday. And the judge there, Scott McAfee, has said that he's going to let us know within 2 weeks as to whether Fannie and Nathan Wade are disqualified. So let's say the best case scenario for Trump, which is that Fannie and Nathan are disqualified. So you could do one of two things from there. You could, on the one hand, in theory, keep it within Fulton County. You could keep it within the Fulton County District Attorney's Office and just say that Fannie and Nathan themselves can't touch this thing with a 10 or a 1,000 foot pole for that matter. But I personally think that's ridiculous. I don't think it's going to happen for the very simple reason that Fani's the boss. I mean, you know, you may hate her. I think that she comes across as a frankly very unintelligent and uninformed person, but she's the boss there. I mean, she's the head honcho. So you really can't keep it in there if it's compromised at the top. I mean, the fish rots from the head down after all. So at that point, what would happen is it will be kicked to a regulatory body in the state of Georgia that basically oversees all local prosecutors. It's the regulatory body run by state administrators who oversee all the district attorneys and all the counties there. At that point, and there was a quote to this effect over the weekend that I saw in an article, they said that they heavily implied that they would move it out of Fulton County, but quote, not very far, which I think is their way of saying that it probably would stay in the metropolitan Atlanta area. But Fulton County itself is the belly of the beast, Jesse. I mean, that's where Atlanta is. That's a county that went roughly 83-17 for Biden over Trump in 2020. So even if you move it to the Atlanta suburbs, which unfortunately are increasingly blue, even if you move it there, it's still going to be a heck of a lot better for Trump in terms of the jury pool. And then the cherry on top is that the delays of this nature and then having to find a new home for it, a new venue, and then having to get the pretrial motions back in order, all this is going to have the effect of delaying this thing further and further. And it was actually already not supposed to start until August. This was always going to be the latest of the four prosecutions to start. So even if they can get it to a different venue, it's probably not going to start until after the November election. So the Georgia case, from my perspective, if they disqualify Fani and Nathan, is probably all but dead for Trump. It might be dead already, honestly.
Okay, that's outstanding. Now let's shift to the one that is bad, because already we've had judgments handed down. New York, let's deal with the fine situation there. Josh, some staggering numbers, $350 million, $460 million, depending on which way you want to calculate all this. It's hundreds of millions of dollars in fines Donald Trump is facing now. He does not have hundreds of millions of dollars sitting in a bank account. That's not how billionaires operate. He probably can't even produce $300-400 million in the time frame he needs to. What's happening with all this now?
So he tried just this past week, Trump and the Trump Organization, they tried to essentially petition an appeals judge, so the appellate judge who sits ahead of Arthur and Goron in the New York State system. They petitioned them to basically say, look, I know that this crazy nut job said that we owe 365, which is actually 454, including backdated interest payments. But will you let us get away with just depositing $100 million for now? By the way, Jesse, like just $100 million. I mean, no big deal there. So the court said no. But here's the silver lining. It's a pretty big silver lining for Trump. They overturned Engoron's ridiculous overreach, where he said that Trump and the Trump Organization cannot take any loans from New York banks, or that Trump and Don Jr. and Eric Trump can't actually serve as officers in New York corporations. So Trump and the Trump Organization are now allowed to take out loans from New York banks, the very banks that were not actually defrauded in this so-called fraud case. I mean, Deutsche Bank, which was a major lender, actually so enjoyed its business with the Trump Organization that it wanted to do more. So, you know, query how we got here in the first place. But he's going to have to pony up some money. It's going to be a big IOU, a big loan that he's going to have to take out. I have no reason for believing that he's not going to be able to do it. I mean, the Trump Organization has taken out a lot of massive loans over the years. I think there's a small chance that in terms of collateral for a loan, he might have to divest some assets and maybe sell a golf course or a smaller building here or there. But if I were betting on this, I think that they're probably going to get a fairly clean loan. And then he's obviously going to be able to appeal the actual judgment itself. And I have a very hard time believing that that number is not going to ultimately wind down, because in New York State, the trial courts tend to be a little more insane than the appeals courts. There's still a lot of Fortune 500 business activity in New York State, and a lot of these appeals courts really do not want to go down the winding road with precedents of this nature that would clearly, clearly chill business activity.
Okay, Josh, we've only got about 30 seconds left. Is Trump in the legal clear for his election? I'm only asking about for the election. Is he in the legal clear now, do you think?
So he's in the clear for now, but the Supreme Court's going to hear this immunity case. I mean, this immunity case is an extraordinarily important question there. And the resolution of that question is going to have a major impact on whether Jack Smith's prosecution in Washington, D.C. can proceed. If there's any case, Jesse, that could actually end up sinking Trump, I don't think it will. But if there's any case, it would be that case in D.C. And right now we have to hear what the court says when it comes to presidential immunity first.
Josh Hammer, everyone. America on trial. Josh, I appreciate you very much, my friend. All right. I appreciate Josh almost as much as I appreciate Relief Factor. You know, once you start living with pain, it's not that you get used to it. In fact, it gets more and more annoying, I've found over time. Freaking knees and necks and muscles, and you just don't get used to it. But you kind of get to a place where you accept that it's there and it's always awful. You just accept it. We live with too much pain. Start taking Relief Factor every day. It is a drug-free, all-natural solution, a way to help your body fight inflammation naturally. I know what you do when your hands hurt, your neck hurts, your back hurts, your legs hurt. You go grab the ibuprofen bottle. Let's focus on nature more than we ever have before. Take care of our bodies naturally the way we should. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 3-week quick start kits are just $19.95. Just try it. 3 weeks. That's it. 3 weeks. Or go to relieffactor.com. All right? We have more. Next.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. On iTunes, don't forget to leave a 5-star rating and a review. Talking about how handsome I am. This is talking to Josh Hammer there about all the Trump stuff and the legal stuff. And remember how we were talking a little bit earlier about how it's mommy's show, it's not mommy's show, it's daddy's show. I got this email because I don't have many guests on, right? But when I do, just like we just finished with Hammer, when we're done, we hang up. And you should know that when it comes to a guest, Chris is the one who answers the phone, talks to him, and he's the one who hangs up. But I have told him, when I say goodbye, you hang up the phone. Period. Yeah, I got this email. Jesse, please allow time for your guests to thank you. It seems rude that you cut the final comments. And again, lay off the chalk. Your T level's high enough. Now, listen, I need to explain, though, because I've had emails like that before. Why do you cut off your guests? Why do you cut off your guests? It's rude to cut off your guests before they can thank you. Okay, I need to explain. I'm just going to give you a little, you want a little behind the scenes, a little inside baseball? Here it is. One. I have to make a decision when I'm doing this radio show, and it's not like I have an important job, but when I do a radio show, I'm trying to make your day better. That's my only job. I'm trying to make your drive home better. You're making dinner for the family. I'm trying to make it better. You're driving the kids to school. You're mowing the lawn. I'm trying to make your day a little better. All right? I have an obligation first and foremost to you. To you. Because I have an obligation to you, I will do things that I acknowledge are rude to guests and callers. And I do that not because I'm rude, although I am. I do that because I care about you and I value your time. When someone calls in, forget about guests for a second. I'll come back to that because I'm going to explain to this in more detail. When someone calls in, when I'm not allowing phone calls anymore, or not tonight and whatnot. It's very rare. But when we do, what do I tell you? No small talk. No, hi, how are you? Hey, love the show. Listen every day. Why do I not allow that? That's a very polite thing to do, isn't it? Very polite. Why do I not allow that? Because it's horrible for everybody listening. It's awful. I've always hated it. If I'm a listener, I'm listening to the Jesse Kelly Show on the way home, and I've had a long day, and I'm just trying to kill 15 minutes, maybe laugh once, get caught up on the news. I don't want to hear, hi, how are you? I love the show. It's friggin' awful. Just get to the point. So am I rude? Is that rude to the callers? 100% yes. I'm trying to be polite to you. Again, you are priority number one. Now let's talk about guests. I used to not do that. You longtime listeners will remember, right? I used to not, because most of my guests I have on, almost all of them are friends. Josh Hammer is a personal friend, someone I've had dinner with, my wife and I, with him and his dime. He's a personal friend. So why would I be, quote, rude to a personal friend? Why would I cut him off before he can say goodbye? Why would I do that? Well, I've had many guests on TV. I have a lot of guests on my TV show. Remember, I have a TV show every night on the first TV. Every night, 9 p.m. Eastern. I don't do many guests on radio. TV has to, it works differently. So I have guests on every night. And here's what would happen a lot when I would add guests on. And there was one man who I will not name, but he's the reason my guests never get to say goodbye, not on TV or radio again. Many of the guests would do this thing. I would, if they're trying to sell a book or promote their podcast, that's fine. I don't mind that. You're coming on a national TV show, national radio show, promote yourself. I have no problem with that. I respect the hustle. But when I would say goodbye to them, instead of just saying, hey, thank you, Jesse, I appreciate it. Or maybe even doing, purchase the book at jessekellybook.com or something like that. They would launch, after I said goodbye, into 30 seconds, a minute long sales pitch. And I just want to remind everybody, the book goes on sale on Friday and it's 35% off. If you go to jessekellybook.com, okay, now, in my opinion, you're being rude to the viewer. You're being rude to the listener. And there was one man, and he's a man you would know, and I'm not going to go into the details of it because it's a private matter. There was one man who took the minute or 2 minutes and he turned it into 3 or 4 minutes of an infomercial. And that man has since been banned from my show. You will never hear his voice on another one of my shows. You don't know who it is and you won't figure it out. He's been banned from my show. And that day I instructed my TV producer and Chris and Michael both know for radio, when I say goodbye, the phone gets hung up. Period. End of story. It's about you. I know. And again, I know it sounds rude. I understand that it is rude. One, Josh Hammer knows I'm rude anyway. He's not going to be surprised by that. But two, my duty is to you first. It's not to Josh Hammer. It's not to this guy or that senator or this or that. My duty is to you. So that's why I do what I do. All right. Let's talk about something. Speaking of duty, we have a duty as a nation and as the patriots of the nation to care for the people who've given up something for the nation, who've given up something significant. Fallen first responder families or Gold Star families have given up everything, haven't they? I think about it all the time. I don't know what, it's probably just because I'm a father. Christmas time. You ever talk to a family who's lost a mother, father, a child? Holidays hit different for them, don't they? Because you gather around the Christmas tree and someone's not there. We have a duty to these people to care for them. I love Tunnel to Towers because that is their entire mission, is to care for these families who are left behind when dad doesn't come home, when mom doesn't come home. They even take care of homeless veterans, catastrophically injured veterans. That's where your $11 a month goes. And that's all they ask for. Sign up to give it automatically. You'll never even know what's gone. T2T.org. T2T.org. Tunnel to Towers. All right? All right. Now, what's next? You know what's next. It's Monday. So what's next is Medal of Honor Monday. And the one I'm going to read for you is one I've read before. You will recognize it if you've listened to the show. It's one of the great Medal of Honor citations of all time, but with a little bit of extra background to it that puts just a little more flavor on it. All right? Get ready for that. Next.
This is an iHeart podcast.